It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I didn't scare these guys away. We're going to be talking to Thomas in a few minutes. But first, we have Luke Buttonweiser here, who is with the Stamford Transportation Planner, actually. Hey, Luke, welcome back.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I am great. I'm so glad to have you back here. Thanks for getting up early and being here. And first, let's start with what your job is here in the city of Stamford.
Yeah, so I'm the Transportation Planner in the Transportation, Traffic, and Parking Department. And basically, I help with a lot of different things that happen on our roads. So anything from roadway safety projects, roadway construction projects, making sure, you know, people can drive safely around the city, walk around, bike around, whatever they want to do. So,
and yeah. Actually, you're up early. This worked out really well for you because you're headed to go do a project in, I don't know, like a half an hour or so. What are you doing?
Well, I've actually been going since 5 a.m.
Oh, so. Sorry. You know, excuse me. I'm so sorry. So no, we have the same alarm clock, apparently, this morning.
Yes, way too early. I don't know how you do it all the time. But no, so today's May 1st. We're setting up everything for our outdoor dining program, so our Streeteries program. So
let's talk about that. What is that, Luke?
So starting May 1st every year, the city, this actually our sixth year, we block off a bunch of parking spaces and some roads here in downtown Stamford for our outdoor dining program. So we have about 55 restaurants take part in it. Thousands of new seats basically open up in our restaurants downtown. It's a great way for people to come downtown to Stamford, eat outside, eat, drink, have fun with your friends. It really helps make, you know, Stamford a really lively place. It's great.
I love that. So wait, did that start during the pandemic, I would imagine?
Yeah.
And you guys kept it?
Yep. May of 2020 is when we first set up everything, and we've kept it, and we do roadway projects now to make it basically permanent, like our Lower Summer Street project right around the corner from here. It's a great program to have. It really helps with the city and just makes everything really nice outside.
I love that you guys kept that because I feel like Stamford has, you've certainly seen it firsthand, Luke, but it's really grown to be a very popular place. It always was, but I think it's grown exponentially with younger people and workers who are commuting in and out, especially since the pandemic. So I think that's really, I would think, attracted more people to really enjoy sort of the summer season. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I mean, it's one of like the best parts about, I think, living in Stamford. You know, people from all across, you know, Lower Fairfield County come to Stamford just to eat at our great restaurants, but also because we have such great outdoor seating. I mean, we have a few thousand seats outside, basically, which is more than most places all around here. And I think our program is much better than New York City's, for instance, where they have they went from 5,000 permits to like 500 restaurants now in the whole city. But
Wow. We
really tried to invigorate and support our local businesses. And it's a great way to support our restaurants. And we didn't have a single restaurant closed during COVID because of our outdoor dining program. Yeah.
Wow.
In our downtown,
that's
to my knowledge, not a single restaurant closed. Because we basically were able to transform our downtown to allow outdoor seating during the summer.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really neat. So since you and I sat in this very diner last year, Luke, what has gone on transportation-wise? What should people know about? Have there been any changes? If I can remember correctly, we're talking about a year ago now. I believe we were talking about making some of the crosswalks safer, things like that. What are some things that have happened in the last year?
Yeah, so that's all part of our Vision Zero program. So Mayor Caroline Simmons back in 2022 declared Stamford as the first city in the state to really commit to Vision Zero, which is our citywide roadway safety program to eliminate fatal car, pedestrian, bicyclist crashes in the city. So when I talked to you last year, just getting the program started, and now we actually just last month, the planning board of the city approved our Vision Zero action plan. So now we're going to be working a lot this summer on implementing our Vision Zero action plan. One of the big projects coming up is going to be the Bedford Street and Forest Street intersection project. So the intersection of Forest Street and Prospect Street is actually one of the most dangerous crosswalks in the city. Excuse me. Still early for me.
It's perfectly fine.
So we're working on rebuilding that, but we're also creating a public plaza. So that ties in with the outdoor dining program that we have. So we took a parking lot. We've been closing it off for the last 6 years. This is our sixth year closing it off. That's all became outdoor dining. And now, later this summer, early fall, we're actually going to be making that a full public plaza, but also redoing the crosswalk too. So it's going to be improving safety, but also making the outdoor dining better and just a general place for, you know, people to hang out.
That's amazing. And I just want to remind folks who are just tuning in, Luke Buttonweiser is here, who is the Stamford Transportation Planner, and we're live at Curly's talking about everything that has to do with your transportation in the city of Stamford. I saw the governor was here earlier this week. He was at the Stamford, the train station, actually. And I mean, totally separate. It had to do with cell service and everything with Metro North. But the other big thing that I feel like was going on last year was they started with the parking garages and everything over by the
Yep.
By the train station and all that. Where are we at with that? That's I feel like every time I drive by Stamford, something there's like new. More lights, more being built. There's so much going on.
Yeah. So the State Department of Transportation is on that whole project, but mm-hmm. basically it was tearing down the old parking garage, and then the state has a whole master plan basically to redo the transportation center, the Stamford train station. So interested residents can go check that out online. But
does that make your job more difficult whenever there are these major construction projects going on and you're having to manage the traffic? I always wonder how you manage like diverting traffic.
It's
and
definitely
like
not
that.
Just me, right? It's a whole team we have in the traffic department. We work with the state closely, but it makes it fun, right? Because there's a lot of different moving pieces we have to keep in check and make sure people can get to the train station, getting on and off 95. That whole area is very active and definitely gets congested in the morning and the afternoon during rush hour, but we have a great team that work with, you know, our traffic signal supervisor Stephen Fritz does a great job running our signals. My boss Frank Patisse oversees everything, and then working with the state, really a great partnership to make sure, you know, everyone gets where they need to go safely and efficiently, basically. So it takes a great team to do it.
Yeah, well, we love what you do, and again, Luke, always appreciate having you here and being part of the diner tour, and I will not delay you since you got up so early to go in and work on the start of expanding outdoor dining opportunities for Stamford residents. How long does that go till? I meant to ask that.
Yeah, so in street it goes till November 1st, and then on the sidewalk goes till the end of November, so November 30th. Yeah,
so you guys go like almost half a year
basically.
Were you allowed
on
that?
The sidewalk started March 15th, so
wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Yeah. I love that.
So come on down to Stamford, you know, eat at our restaurants, enjoy our city.
Do you guys have like an interactive map or anything where people can go to see where, or it's basically
no,
anywhere
but that's
that you
a great
go to
idea.
Eat.
But yeah, anywhere we
well,
can
I'm,
eat.
Well, I'm full of ideas. Let me tell you, Luke, this was an
that's
idea.
That's what I'm doing later today
are.
Is I'm making that map.
Okay. Cool. I think I just made your job harder. Sorry. Yeah, but,
it's a helpful suggestion. Right? We're always taking feedback.
I was going to say, if there's anyone who has any feedback for you, do you have a website for that or no? You're like, no, just tell Melissa and she'll bother them later.
My email's on the website.
We love that. Well, Luke, thank you for what you do. Stamford Transportation Planner. And we'll see you. Well, I hope I see you before next diner tour. Yeah. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't just do a once a year thing.
Right.
You should really be in touch.
Come eat out downtown.
I guess I have
to. Outside, right?
I have till November, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Luke Buttonweiser, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
All right. We are going to be right back. We are live for the diner tour right here in Curly's in Stamford. We're going to be back. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning.